بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد الحمد لله yesterday we did the importance of learning hadith the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first source of sharia is the Quran al-Kareem and the second source is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we mentioned the kitab that we are going to do inshallah Riyadus Salihin which has been compiled by Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. It's important to understand who the author of the kitab is, for us to appreciate the work that he has done. And as we go along, inshallah, we will hear many names of our pious predecessors. We'll hear the names of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, and we also give a brief biography of the Sahaba as we come across, and also the muhaddithin, the great ulama, so that we appreciate the efforts they have made for us, for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very brief biography of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. His name is Nawawi. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi was one of the foremost scholars of the Shafi'i madhab. We have the Hanafi madhab, the Shafi'i madhab, the Maliki madhab, the Hanabila madhab. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi was one of the foremost scholars of the Shafi'i madhab. His title was Muhyiddin. Muhyiddin means reviver of deen. So this is a very special title. From his life you'll understand the fikr he had, the concern about reviving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, applying sharia in his life and passing on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Muhyiddin means the reviver of deen. His complete name is Abu Zakariya. At this point, I will explain. Abu means father, Zakariya means Zakariya. Now this is an agreement given to him, a nickname, Abu Zakariya. Although he had no children, he had no son by the name of Zakariya. But in the Arab world, nobody will call the person by his Abu, by his father of the first child we take. For example, Abu Muhammad. Or at times, even a young child is given an agnomen, Abu Fulan, although he's not a father, he's not even married. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a little small boy, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fond of him, and this little boy had a bird. And Rasulullah would go and sit with him and play with him, and once his bird died, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just to console this little boy, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him, Ya Aba Umair, Ma fa'al al-Nughair. Nughair referring to the bird. So he addressed him by the name of Abu Umair. So this was a title or nickname given to him as Abu Umair, although he was not married. So in the Arab world, it's not necessary that the person is married to have a title of Abu Fulan, father of so and so. Nonetheless, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, his real name is Yahya. His father's name was Sharaf, so he's known as Yahya bin Sharaf. And Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, born in 631 after the Hijrah. So it's a long time after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. 631 after Hijrah. It's important to know this, the dates also, because this period of 6th century and 7th century and the 8th century, we find great scholars came into this world. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi was in the 7th century, as we see, 631 AH. Born in the month of Muharram, at a place called Nawa in Hauran. Now, these are places in Syria. And as I mentioned yesterday, this is actually southwest of Damascus. Southwest of Damascus, that's what the maps show. Nawa is a place southwest of Damascus. So very close to Damascus and is on the border of Palestine. So close to Palestine and close to Damascus. He passed away at the age of 45 years old only. So he didn't have a very long life. But despite just 45 years, the incredible work that he produced, ulama and scholars will know the type of work that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi produced just in that short space of time. Passed away in 24th Rajab, 676 after Hijrah. So despite his short and limited lifespan, he was incredibly productive. And he was able to achieve great contributions towards deen. With his compilations of vast volumes of scholarly books and academic works. For example, this Riyadus Salihin, so many thousand ahadith he compiled. There's another very famous book of his, the Arba'een of Nawawiyah. 40 ahadith that he compiled separately. These two kitab are so maqbool in Allah, so accepted, that in the Arab world especially, and even in our circles and our madaris, these two books are studied, they are taught, they are read. And as I mentioned yesterday, some of the scholars mentioned in the past, that it's not possible for a Muslim home not to have any of the works of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi also has written a commentary on the great kitab Sahih Muslim. We have Sahih Bukhari and we have Sahih Muslim. So he has written also a commentary on Sahih Muslim. He's respected by the ulama of all the madahib. From a very young age, he showed signs of great intelligence. Once, his ustad was being passed, and there were boys who were playing, and the ustad sees these boys putting Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi towards them, and forcing him, compelling him to play with them. They were playing in the gullies, and they were forcing him, and he was crying, and he was moving away from them. So his ustad tells him, why don't you play with him? Go and play with them. Enjoy yourself. He turns around and tells ustad, have I been created for this? Young boy, have I been created for this? So his mindset, right from the time he's small, Allah Ta'ala chooses some people like this. It was one night he wakes up and he sees the entire room lit up, full of noor and light. So he asks his father and his family members, he asks his mother, what is this, all this light? They look around, they don't see any light. He said, what are you talking about? The father then realizes, it is the 27th night of Ramadan, the Laylatul Qadr night. So from this very young age, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the tawfiq of understanding or making a sacrifice for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, before attaining bulugh and puberty, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi memorized the Holy Quran. Before he even became a baligh, young boy, he already became a hafiz of the Quran. And in his early teens, on account of his endless thirst for knowledge, he pursued studies at the madrasa of Rawahiyya in Damascus. And he acquired knowledge from great scholars like Abu Ishaq al-Shirazi. He even by heart memorized his whole kitab, Al-Muhadhab, in the Shafi'i Fiqh. So he had this love, the devotion, the memory, the intelligence. And most importantly, he was absorbed in his studies. Completely absorbed throughout his life. Throughout his life. He would suffice on very little food. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi for the entire day would only eat one meal. And that too was a very simple meal that he would eat. To understand the caliber of Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, we have to understand what is the meaning of zuhud. To become ascetic, to break oneself from this world. To have no attachment whatsoever. And this was Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. Great contemporaries of his and scholars of his time. And after him, all had mentioned, kana zahidan. He was a real Zahid. Zahid means an ascetic, one who has renounced the world. He had no ta'alluq, no love for the world whatsoever. In his possessions of his clothing was such, he just had one turban and one or two simple garments which had patches on it. He spent the entire night in reciting Quran and studying books of ahadith and fiqh and sharia. He would hardly even sleep. They have mentioned even that his sight did not even see the floor for many years. In other words, he did not sleep on the floor, he didn't sleep on a bed. At night, he would engage himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying in dua, supplicating to Allah, and mainly reading Quran and books of hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and studying the fiqh. His famous student, Imam Ibn Attar rahmatullahi alayhi, who's known as a small Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, I've seen such great qualities in my ustad, that if I have to write about a biography about him, it will not suffice in just one book. I would require volumes. Imam Yafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, it is very difficult to find a person parallel to Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi as far as zuhud is concerned. So like this, there were so many others who had mentioned great things about Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi to explain the fact that he was so deeply engrossed in his studies, he did not even make nikah. He didn't get married because he was worried about the responsibilities of nikah. He might shirk in his duties towards his wife because of his deep intentment and engrossment in his studies. And he thought if he gets married and he has to look after his wife, then where is he going to study? So despite his studies, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi, one day, and he embarks on a hajj with his father. And the entire period, he goes to Medina Sharif first for a month and then to Makkah. He was gripped with severe fever. But he never complained to his father even once. He was adorned with taqwa of a very high level. And sabr and sacrifice and, as I mentioned, zuhud. He was a beacon of guidance. And he was not fearful of the people, of the kings of the past and the amir of that time. In fact, the amir once tells him to write a fatwa, legalizing some verdict that he was giving against some aspect of deen. And he was making it halal. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi refused to sign this fatwa. So on that, the king tells the people that strip him of his position. So that the people say, Hazrat, he's got no position. He's a simple, ordinary person. He's got no high rank in society that we have to strip him of his position. He says, take away his dwelling, his house, his property. You see, he's got no property. He lives in Darul Hadith. It's a simple place where they should teach Hadith. That's in a madrasa. So this was Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq of it and hidayat to understand the great works of these people, inshallah. Next week, Monday again, we'll continue the hadith of Rasulullah in the very first hadith mentioned in Riyadh al-Salihin. And tomorrow and Thursday is tafsir, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.